Hey, we're here. Welcome to This Week on Channel 9.
Yes.
So everybody is very busy with mix and getting ready. Dan and Clint and Brian and everybody.
Yeah.
So they asked if we'd sub in.
The slackers.
The slackers.
You guys don't do anything.
Actually, it's gonna be a really busy mix for you because you've been working on all of the stuff around with MSR, the science stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch of stuff going on too, related to keynotes and things like that. But Dan is actually locked away at his home office coding on
Dan
still writes code on a big project for the keynotes. We'll just leave it at that.
Excellent.
And it's gonna be cool.
We could sit around and look around the web and click on links and stuff. We're not gonna.
I think it'd be actually fun is that 7 years ago, around this time, we were getting ready to launch Channel 9.
I remember.
And we could probably go repeat a bunch of stories that you guys are sick of me telling, but we can also maybe try and think of some new stuff. I'm trying to think what was going around in the hallways around now when we were getting ready to launch Channel 9.
There was that Longhorn thing. Remember that?
It was originally going to be Project Longhorn. It wasn't even going to be Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then Channel 9 was the great story that Len came up with, really about, the fear of flying and how, people that have that fear of flying goes away when you listen to Channel 9 in the cockpit on United Airlines. And really, our customers are the same way. They want to know where we're headed with their products, why we're doing certain things, and we should go create that. Never in our wildest dreams did, we think that, 7 years from now we'd have a team and a studio and on all this stuff, and we've been really blessed by just the people that watch this show and watch the site, that we're able to go do this for a living. Mm-hmm. And that is really, really cool. But, 7 years ago at this time, I don't even know if we'd shot our first video yet.
No.
I don't even know if we even knew what our first video was going to be. It was really came down to the wire. We launched on April 6th or 7th.
And something in early April, man.
Yeah,
April 4th.
Yeah, and but our first video just came through at the end, and it was a total fluke. It was the Bill Hill stuff with, Windows is not the most important new OS, and also
Eric Lippert,
who worked on Trinity, which was the Visual Studio Tools for Office.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that early content really came in at the last minute, and then we found out who we were.
Yeah.
And I think there's always debate of, oh my gosh, you want more old school. Mm-hmm. And then when we have a bunch of old school, people go, hey, I like the other stuff. And I think that's been the really cool thing about Channel 9 is we're always trying something different.
Yeah.
And we're not afraid to screw up. Sometimes we put wrong content up and people call us out for it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that works out. An example would be Ping. When the first day we put Ping on Channel 9 a couple years ago, people flipped out and said, oh my god, this content is not Channel 9. Mm-hmm. And now it's a very popular show on Channel 9 that people, Laura and Paul do a great job.
I was on it last week.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you prepare?
No, of course not.
Oh, so you were a co-host?
I was a co-host, man.
Nice.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. So, Charles,
it's good stuff.
Let's turn the camera back to you. So what do you think? 7 years ago, and what was going through your head back then?
Well, 7 years ago, I was a younger Charles, and I was writing code all the time.
Yeah.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think it was a very exciting time. I remember when we were sitting around in the office, looking at one of the first videos we did, and we're all like, wow, man, this is cool.
Yeah.
Because it was before a lot of the big media stuff was, went online, YouTube and stuff like that.
YouTube didn't exist yet. I'm wearing a Reddit shirt today. It's 2005, so, Reddit didn't exist yet. There was a lot of firsts, and it's great to be a part of firsts. And just how things have evolved as far as videos and so forth. On the web.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like there's a lot of stuff that's consolidated into. We tried a bunch of things with a bunch of different channels and things like that. We found that people were going across all of them, so we consolidated. And then we've been working on getting the site to actually work, fairly well and do that. And then we've got the new stuff with the events and stuff like that consolidation, which I think is
killer.
Pretty killer. Like if you we have all the mixed ones. We have PDC back to 2008, but I'm working on getting us a bunch of stuff out of the archives. We actually have the videos from 05, 03. I think we can get the keynotes all the way back to the beginning of time.
Nice.
And so after mix is over, I'm going to work to get us so that we can get all of these old archives. And I really want to create this vault of the history of Microsoft through our platforms and put them all up on 9.
Good.
So after mix, what will happen on the events area that's up here is we've got mix and PDC. We're going to bring tech ed, all of the tech ed content from that we have, all those digital assets, put those online. And then moving forward, Channel 9 will be the place where you get all the breakout content mm-hmm. for keynotes and the breakout sessions for all of our top events at Microsoft.
Cool.
And so we'll do that, and then we'll go back and we'll start to fill in historical type stuff. And that's all this event content, you know, under the Creative Commons. So you can take it, you can go reuse it in classrooms, you can you know, do all these things, you can show it to people at work. Mm-hmm. And it's just great to get that stuff out of there.
I agree, man.
Yeah.
So 7 years, dude.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
You have gray hair. I have much more gray hair than you do.
Yeah, we, you know, it's been a real fun ride for what we go do. And
totally. What do you think 7 years from now? Are we still going to be doing this?
You know, I think there'll be a younger generation.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that I'm an evangelist at heart. Yeah. I'm a person that loves working and talking to developers every day. That's who I am and what I do. So I just can't imagine me not having some part related to Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, 7 years from now, it Channel 9 is a website, but there's just something about a style of having devs talking to devs.
Yep.
And I think that transcends across many, many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we do the live broadcasting through our events through Channel 9 Live, and I think that we'll do that. I think that there's a younger cast of characters that are also coming into the scene. There's people yep. with different technologies. There's things that we're doing around with HTML, with JavaScript. There's stuff that goes back to what we've always been doing with C++.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I think Channel 9 will always, you know, the magic is that as long as we have employees in our company that are building stuff mm-hmm. and writing code, I mean, Channel 9 will change as the people at our company change to that do different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hopefully the site just gets easier to use. I think the bigger challenge we have coming up is we have a vault of content.
Yeah.
We have an incredible vault of content now that is, you know, you can follow somebody from the keynotes showing, you know, all the different sessions that somebody's mm-hmm. gone and presented at PDC, whether you can see Scott Guthrie when he was the general manager of doing a breakout session on ASP.NET,
yeah.
now up to, you know, the keynotes that he participates in. And then you got all the Channel 9 videos. I actually think it, you know, Sampi has this idea on our team that we should create the IMDb of the Microsoft employee that actually shows all of the things that person has been on Channel 9. And you have an easy way to follow those people and go through and tag that content.
I like that idea. Yeah.
I think that'd be really, really cool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Since it's all about people.
It's all about people.
Excellent, man. So what they usually do on this show is interesting, going around the internet. I wanted to go around a little bit and talk about some cool things that I've been looking at this week. Now, if I can only remember what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But at least what's been cool on Channel 9 this week,
mm-hmm.
we've had some interesting stuff. As I said, we did Ping, and Rusinovich was on it,
yep.
and talking about his book.
I'm reading his
book.
What
do you think of his book? Anyway, I'm reading it. I'm almost done. But
I am about halfway through it.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
I really like it. I was a big fan of a book called Daemon, Daemon. I forget who the author of that was, but it was a book along the similar vein about it. So what attracted me to Rusinovich's book was Rusinovich, but also Daemon is this book that talks about challenges of backdoors and software and things like that, and how it could overtake the world. And you didn't need a strong separation of disbelief. I don't know if what you have as a guy that's written code and done programming and things in my life.
Mm.
When I start watching TV shows and I start seeing them doing things like techie, you're like, never could happen, no way.
Yeah.
You know, what I found with Daemon was, oh my gosh, I didn't have to like work hard to have a suspension of disbelief as I read. I go, wow, that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
With Rusinovich's book, it's kind of neat. When you go through it, he actually has assembly code. You know, he talks, and this is Mark Rusinovich, so you know he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
That you don't have to go through the book and say, never could happen, never could happen. Mm-hmm. I really did that. I was looking at a little bit of racy scenes. But
what do you think about that? I mean, I really wanted to ask you that, man, Mark. What did you think about like starting off with like, you know, she took her clothes off, dropped them to the floor. I mean, interesting.
It's
reality.
It's reality. I'm like, you know, it'll be, you know, yeah. It kind of caught me off guard. If I was reading a book by any other author,
yes.
I'd be like, okay, the fact that I've actually, you know, maybe I've been in a meeting or I've been around or I've seen this guy on stage or he's been on Channel 9. I was sort of, it's just almost weird when somebody's, it's not weird that it's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm not used to being around somebody who's written that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's not all over the book. There's just a couple sections where it's just natural, you know, but yeah.
Sure.
But I really like the book.
Yeah,
I really
yeah.
like what I'm reading so far. How about
cool.
you?
Yeah, I love it. It reads really well.
Yeah.
I mean, as I was telling Mark, it's essentially, it's making me even more paranoid because, for example, the very fact that you know, you can connect to the internet when you're sitting at home, and let's say you install something, there are always a small chance that you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And what that could actually mean is some really good hacker could figure out how to really mask what's going on inside your machine, and you never know. So, of course, Mark is a little bit more dramatic than that in this book, where planes are being taken down and companies have to close because people are getting hacked, their infrastructure. People are dying. Yeah. So
you got to read Damon, because Damon is all about all of that stuff happening.
Yeah.
And the author proposes that it's better for mankind that computers are running the planet.
You think so?
I'm not saying so. I just say you got to go read Damon, because Damon was a great book. Along those lines, where it actually, like, it says it needs to run the economies, and it's just, and it is a very, I won't ruin the book for you, but go read it and let me know what you think.
Sure.
It's a two-part book. He actually wanted to have it as one book, but then the book would have been this tall, would have been like War and Peace, and so he shortened it into two separate books. And the second part I didn't find as good as the first one, but great book. Mark's is, like, those are infamous sci-fi, the Damon books. Mark is definitely a contender for.
Hey,
for
I would love to see. I would like to formally recommend to the Barack administration, Barack Obama, that you hire Mark Russinovich. He stays at Microsoft.
Okay.
he stays at Microsoft. We need him on Azure. He's doing some great things. But he consults with you guys. He runs essentially the cybersecurity for the federal government. Part of the federal government, and this is interesting, I was reading an article. So after, you know, conversing with Mark and reading Mofa's book, I've been seeing some interesting things online, like news items, like, you know, new hacking incidents that closed down. Or like, for example, there was a big government talk in Europe, got hacked. Mm-hmm. So the infrastructure got hacked for this. I don't know the details, forgive me. But the point that I'm trying to make is... government, at least in the United States, its main goal is, you know, infrastructure, protection, and keeping keeping us away from becoming a total insane place. But then again, maybe we are an insane place.
There you go.
But we need somebody like Mark who really, really understands this stuff to be involved in, you know, the federal government. Because they're not doing their job, man, in my opinion. No offense, but you're not doing your job.
So non-Microsoft sites and links. So wearing my Reddit shirt today. Love this site. Great community. I think you frequent a lot in /r, the subreddit for programming.
Yes, /r/programming.
Yeah. My favorite, I like the programming one. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them. I actually really like IAMA. Do you know what that one is?
IAMA.
AMA. And it's IAMA. And you say, I am a nuclear physicist.
Okay.
Ask me anything. And there's been... ones in there, Ask Me Anythings by the IE team, the Firefox team did it, I guess the Google Chrome team did theirs this week, but it's all topics. And it's a great distraction. I love kicking back at night and reading Reddit. Reddit's been really interesting. It was, you know, Digg was the big player in these kind of like social aggregation sites, and then they had a lot of their stumbles when they shipped their V4. Anyway, then Reddit really took over, and they did 1 billion page views last month.
Wow.
I
believe that.
Yeah, it's just really, really interesting site. 1,000% powered by content that people submit. So there's no original content. It's what everybody, you know, says is interesting and upvotes. And so that's a really fun distraction.
So did you create an account on it? And is it someplace? Can we recognize your name?
Yeah, I'm Jeff Sant.
Oh, you are?
I have nothing to hide in nothing to hide in Reddit.
Okay, great.
But I enjoy going over there.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think what else. No, so next week is the week before Mix. If you haven't registered for Mix, probably a few tickets left. But, you know, time is running out. So register and come to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. You're going to see lots of people from our team represented through the keynotes and in breakout sessions.
Channel 9 Live.
Channel 9 Live will be broadcasting.
Some good panels.
We'll have all the breakout sessions up within about 24 hours on Channel 9 that you'll be able to go see. And
cool.
So hope that you really tune into Mix. And that's it for this week on Channel 9.
Yeah, man. And it's kind of amazing. We're sitting here in a studio.
We're in a studio, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy.
This whole building, the close on this thing here, it was kind of a weird side project. There were a couple walls that we kind of knocked down ourselves. Laura and Tina, when it first started out, got some paint, and they tried painting like a green screen themselves. And then we were able to get a little bit of facilities budget 1 year to start off and do it. And now we have this studio, which is Studio A, Channel 9. We have Studio B over here. We have this full-on control room. Mm-hmm. And we've just been really blessed by, you know, the ability to kind of go do this stuff. That's been one of the things that Channel 9 has been really great about, is that we've had support from all the way to the top in doing what we're doing. And that's been really, really great. But the only reason it happens is because people come and watch the site. So thank you.
Absolutely. Cool, you guys. Next week, you'll have your regular show back. I hope you enjoyed this. Later.